After our Lord Jesus was born, it was essential that he would be made known to the world. And this would take some time for him to become known to the world. But we are all here today because he has been made known to the world. He has been made known to us through many epiphanies, through many manifestations. That's what the word epiphany means, manifestation. So weekend after weekend following Christmas, we hear from the Bible epiphany after epiphany, manifestation after manifestation, as to who Jesus is and what he can do. 2 weeks ago, it was the Feast of the Epiphany. Jesus was manifest as priest, prophet, and king to the whole world. Last week, the beautiful story of our Lord's baptism, in which Jesus was manifest as God the Father's beloved Son, in whom he is well pleased. Today we have this miracle at the wedding feast in Cana. It's the first miracle our Lord performed in the Gospel of John. In fact, this is a miracle found only in the Gospel of John. Notice how it begins. It's Mary who brings this serious problem to Jesus. And a wedding party running out of wine is a serious problem. Mary brings this problem to her son, and she continues to do that today. Mary brings our needs, our problems to her son. Jesus then turns the water into wine. He is manifest as capable of doing what we cannot do. We cannot do that. And then that gospel tells us his disciples began to believe in him. Yeah, you bet. That'll work. Jesus will now continue to manifest himself. So look and wait to hear for manifestations of who Jesus is and what he can do when you come to Mass in these early weeks of ordinary time. But remember, it's not enough just to hear these manifestations in the gospel. It's not enough just to believe in them. We do believe in them. Jesus has to be manifest in me, in my soul. Is he, and to what degree? Well, you're all here at morning Mass, so let me assure you, Jesus is manifest in your soul to some degree, or you wouldn't be here. But my go-to to review in my life how Jesus is manifest in me, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We heard in the second reading today, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, Paul speaks about the manifestations of the Spirit, how different people have different gifts of the Spirit. Then when Paul writes to the Galatians, chapter 5, Paul writes to the Galatians about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, like fruit from a tree. These fruits are actions They are virtues that are inspired by Jesus being manifest in me. The fruits of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. Our Lord wants to be manifest in us. We have to throw him a line, say a simple prayer. Dear Lord, be manifest in me. Give me love, joy, and peace. Let me be patient, kind, and good. Give me true faith, gentleness, and self-control. I call these weeks following Christmas Epiphany weeks, Manifestation weeks. But let's remember above all, our Lord above all needs to be manifest in me. Pray that prayer this week. Amen.